KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies here this morning and 68 degrees. We look today for scattered showers and thunderstorms and partly sunny skies later on, a high of 84 with south winds at 5 to 10. We picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall here this morning at the KJAN studios. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. The Red Oak Police Department and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office report the arrest of two men after officers were called to the intersection of North 8th and East Reed Streets in Red Oak late Friday night. At 11:37 p.m., officers arrested 48-year-old Daryl Lee Walter and 29-year-old Mark Frederick Meyer, both of Red Oak, for public intoxication. Both men were taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. The Red Oak Police Department also reports early this morning the arrest of a Red Oak man. At 1:02 a.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Dylan Roy Carwall for a criminal mischief third degree. Carwall was arrested in the 300 block of East Prospect Street. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. And Red Oak Police also report the arrest on Friday at 10:30 a.m. of 26-year-old Devin Keith Hale for public intoxication. Hale was arrested in the 700 block of East Knuckles Street. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. A traffic stop on Highway 71 near 130th Street in Audubon County at around 1 a.m. on Friday resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. According to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office, 39-year-old Nancy Beth Nelson and 30-year-old Dustin Douglas Williams, both of Audubon, were taken into custody. Nelson was charged with intent to deliver methamphetamine over 5 grams, possession of marijuana, 3 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, and insufficient number of headlights. Williams was charged with intent to deliver methamphetamine over 5 grams, possession of marijuana, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Nelson and Williams were taken to the Audubon County Jail and held. K-9 Axle assisted at the scene and detected narcotics in the vehicle. The incident remains under investigation. A Republican senator from Northwest Iowa says he plans to resign this year to take a new job. Senator Bill Anderson confirmed Friday he plans to step down from his elected position to become executive director of the Cherokee Area Economic Development Corporation. Anderson and his wife currently run a business in Sioux City that provides accounting, bookkeeping, and investment services. Anderson says he's working with the governor's office on the timing of his resignation, which will prompt a special session. And Anderson says the plan is to have the seat filled before the GOP-controlled legislature returns in January. Anderson of Pearson was first elected in 2010. His district, which includes parts of Plymouth and Woodbury counties, has significantly more registered Republicans than registered Democrats. A businessman and farmer from Atlantic received notice on Thursday that he was nominated to be a member of the Farm Credit Administration Board. The nomination of Glenn R. Smith of Atlantic was announced Thursday by the White House press secretary. The nomination has been sent to the U.S. Senate for confirmation, and Smith will appear before the Senate Ag Committee later this fall for a hearing prior to any action on approval for appointment.
It's a tremendous honor for me and my family and Western Iowa and Atlantic Iowa, of which I'm a native. It really is an exciting opportunity to travel to D.C. and be able to represent agriculture in the capacity we're looking at.
Smith is currently the president of Smith Land Service Company, an owner-operator of a corn and soybean farm in western Iowa, in partnership with his wife, Fazan, and son, Peter. He told KJAN News the process of being nominated began by happenstance.
I bumped into Senator Joni Ernst in the Epley Airport back, I believe it was in January. I was coming back from a seminar that our company had down in Phoenix, Arizona, and we were talking about the business, talking about farming and where we were at, and I told her how my son was in the business and was doing well, and she said, well, if you don't watch it, you'll work yourself out of a job. Maybe I can find a job for you in D.C.
And after a brief conversation with Joni Ernst, his curiosity led him to apply to the Trump Transition Team website. It wasn't long afterward that he was called to Washington, D.C. and interviewed at the White House at the end of April.
Called back in May. I guess passed the mustard because we went through all the clearance checks the month of July, And since then, we've been waiting for the official nomination. So it's been very much an honor for us to represent Western Iowa, represent Atlantic, represent all Iowans, for that matter, in this capacity.
And if he is appointed by the president and approved by the Senate, Smith will serve on an advisory policy and rates board for the Farm Credit Administration, an independent federal agency that regulates and examines the banks, associations, and related entities of the farm credit system. FCS is the largest agricultural lender in the U.S. and is a nationwide network of lending institutions that are owned by their borrowers. It serves all 50 states and Puerto Rico. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors are no further along on taking action with regard to filling the county attorney's position. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman had this to say at the meeting yesterday.
Basically, the board's done nearly everything they can when they accept discuss the procedure to basically announce that the position is going to be available January 1st or 2nd, however you put it, and that they will be taking it. Their intent is at this time, or at least their leading is to appointment, but they're basically bound by code that the earliest they can publish their intent is 20 days before the hearing at which they're actually going to appoint, which would be December 12th. But there's nothing in the code that prohibits them from basically announcing positions there, and just in case they choose appointment, taking applications and receiving resumes.
The board is currently taking those applications for the position. They also intend to post an ad for the job on the county's website. Several individuals filed nomination papers for the city elections in Cass County on Friday. According to the Cass County Auditor's Office, the following submitted papers and will have their names on the respective city ballots: Julianne M. Adams for Grizzled City Council, Mark Harris for the Oneida City Council, Rick Sania for the Lewis City Council, Kathy Summers for Atlantic Ward 2 City Council, an incumbent, and Brad A. Ryan for Grizzled Mayor. There's less than a week to go now before the filing deadline, which is September 21st at 5 p.m. Also, two men from Wyota filed to run for city office as well recently. Ford Lillard filed nomination papers to run for mayor, and Jeff Lillard filed to run for a city council seat. They joined the list of those other previously announced candidates. That's a look at the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Irma Frisbee, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Irma Frisbee will be held today at 10 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kathleen Ortiz, age 78, of the Orient area, died on August 30th at her daughter's home in Altoona. A mass of Christian burial for Kathleen Ortiz will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Jane Marsha Jacobson, age 74, of Hancock, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Jane Marsha Jacobson will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Jean Louise Chase, age 96, of Exira, died September 6th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jean Chase will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Jeanette Larson, age 94, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeanette Larson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Alfred Paul Linen, age 88, of Erling, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Alfred Linen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Irene L. Schmidt, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Audubon, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Irene L. Schmidt will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Asher Jeffrey Soderstrom, age 10, of Walnut, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Asher Jeffrey Soderstrom are pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.